Blog Talk Radio.
You know, Christmas was made for the cheering. Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub and it massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the point that he wrote for me.
Feeling that it was so good, feeling so in love, if he only knew what he does to me. My man, my baby.
Too much like Christmas, but when I start hearing Christmas music and watching Christmas movies, right. I do get in the spirit, so,
yeah,
it'll be in a minute. Well, why?
I feel way totally different.
Why? I mean, you're never in the Christmas spirit, Jordan, that's why. Well, anyway.
I'm getting older.
Welcome to day 8 of an Ignited Night Christmas. How y'all doing? I'm Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordan.
Hey, guys. I'm Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Woo, guys. Thank you for tuning in to us this Sunday night. Pretty sad news I've heard over the weekend during this Christmas time. First, today, you guys all know our former president, Jimmy Carter. His 28-year-old grandson died today unexpectedly after taking a nap. So, rest in peace. Jimmy Carter announced it in church because, you guys, he teaches Sunday school, and he announced it during Sunday school. So, wow, may he rest in peace. And You know, this is pretty, strange because 2 weeks ago you got Jimmy Carter, by the grace of God, was healed from his cancer, and now his grandson just died. So may he rest in peace. And that's not the only death that was experienced. I'm sure you guys have heard of Zavion Dobson, right?
Yes, that story it broke my heart, but that boy is a true hero, for real.
He is. Something that Jordan needs to take notes on. So, you guys, Zavion Dobson, he was a 15-year-old football player at Fulton High School. He was shot and killed when he jumped on top of three girls to save them from a gang shooting that was going on in their neighborhood. All three girls survived, and sadly, he didn't. And, guys, he had nothing to do with the shooting at all. As they say, they just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right. That's so sad. I really feel bad for his family and his brother and then those three girls who he saved. I know they feel like, geez. I know they feel me bad. I know they're going through a lot right now, and my heart goes out to them.
It really does, and I know the girls have to feel some type of way. Seriously, I mean, he lost his own life saving them. I would definitely feel some type of way. I mean, wow. Because not many people will take a bullet for you. Not many people will. So, rest in peace.
One of the girls actually got a tattoo of him on her back in a Bible verse. And instead of, putting a jersey, she put a Superman symbol on him. And, like, yeah, it's a real cute tattoo. Just for him.
Well, yes, he is. That is very, very Superman, so... Ooh, now, that's what you call a real hero. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not trying to bring this up, but I know you guys know at what's that award ceremony, the ESPN Sports Awards, and they called Caitlyn Jenner a hero. I'm not trying to act like I'm hating, but I honestly don't see anything heroic about Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, like, what's so heroic about being a transgender? How many transgenders are there?
Right,
Yeah, I'm not trying to be like this hating, but something like this should be awarded for being a hero, not just because you decided to do that. So we need to start, stuff like this needs to start going out. And also, guys, he was a leader in his community, and he was a part of the group. I know y'all heard of it, 100 Black Men. He was a part of that group in his area in Knoxville since he was 8 years old. And there is a memorial fund set up for Zavion and his family, and it will be used to give a scholarship to a deserving senior at his high school. And I think that's so amazing. And so, guys, please donate to them if you can. And it just really saddens my heart. Just so much senseless violence. It's like, why? So much senseless violence.
For real.
Yeah, so may God bless his heart. Rest in peace, baby, on that. So, anyway, the box office, you guys. So, number one, as if we saw the one of The Force Awakens, which is the number one, $517 million. Yeah. That's the one. And everybody's been so excited, and I feel so left out because I've never seen a Star Wars. Have y'all seen the Star Wars series before?
Nope, not at all. Not a one.
I did.
Are they really good like people say they are?
I was young, so I wasn't really paying attention to it.
Well, maybe we need to go see it. My sister. What were you saying, Ambria?
I don't know. They might just be as good because everybody's really, really excited about the one that just came out. So I guess they might just be good. But I don't know. I never was really Star Wars. That's just not me. I don't know.
Yeah. I almost feel like that, like Harry Potter. Everybody says that's like the best series ever, which it looks good, but I never watched Harry Potter. But
I
think
like
that Harry Potter's good. I heard it's really good. My brother has the whole DVD collection, so maybe I need to sneak a little few. Well, also, our president was so excited about Star Wars that he ended his press conference saying, "Okay, everybody, I got to go to see Star Wars." So he was ready to see it, too. love Obama. I love you so much. At least he being real. He ready to go see the movie like everybody else. So. Now, here's a movie that I want to see myself. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Royal Chip, is at number 2, coming in with $14 million. I absolutely love Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I'm definitely going to see that. What I know. I know you're going to see it, Andrea.
You already know I'm going to see it, because I love Alvin and the Chipmunks. They're so cute.
You are. I must have, like, you know how they say I'm part of your childhood? Like, I watched them, like, the first one was, like, when I was 7 or 6. I really loved them, the singing with the Chipettes. They're so perfect. I really like it. And coming in at number 3, we have Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And it's coming in with $15 million. So, all of these are doing so good, and I'm going to see Alvin and Chipmunks. Vanessa's actually at the movies right now, so I guess we got to ask her what she's going to see and what her little review on it is. And we'll ask her that later. But anyway, Jordan, tell us what's going on in sports.
So today in sports, Uncle Drew came back. If you don't know who Uncle Drew is, that is Kyrie Irving. He has scored 12 points as they pulled the victory over Philly.
Okay, we missed him, y'all, for real. I'm glad he's back, so.
I don't
miss
him.
Let's keep it going, now. Aren't you happy he's back, Jordan?
No, I'm a Knicks fan, so why would I care about somebody on Cleveland? It's good that he's okay,
well.
Though.
Jordan, you're kind of getting off.
I say it's good that he's okay.
Yeah, sir. I'm happy for him. Come on, Kylie. Come on, do your thing. Amber, what's going on in entertainment?
Okay, so apparently the system is trying to keep Meek down. He's not allowed to leave Philly. And he's also not allowed to perform in Philly. So, therefore, he's losing a lot of money. Because, number one, he has promised to do shows in other states in which he can't go. So he has to pay that. And then he's not able to perform in his state. So now he's not making money there either. And he can't even go to his house in L.A. with his girlfriend, Nicki Minaj. So, yeah, he's going through it right now.
Yeah, let's keep him in prayers.
Also,
I mean.
I also heard he had lost his He had lost his role for the Will Smith movie.
He did. How you gonna be in a movie if you can't even leave your state you're in? So, Laura, pray for him.
Another black man down, bro. That's really messed up. I really feel like, I understand that he probably did get the permission to do the show he did do, but you ain't got to keep that man from going to make his money because that's his source of income. That's his job. He basically
I believe
he can't work.
I'm gonna say the opposite. I believe that's his fault. He should not have violated his probation. That's his fault. He can't blame nobody but himself.
I agree with you, Jordan. I feel bad, but I do. I mean, when it comes to the law, as much as we don't like it, you have to obey the law. Now, apparently he was on parole for something he did. So if he violated that, that's on him. But hopefully Mama Minaj come in and bring that check. You come visit him if you love him that much. So,
and at the end of the day, they
still don't know he can do his job. That's crazy to me. Yeah. It is pretty crazy, but I'm sure everything's going to work out fine. And also, speaking of Will Smith, I knew this was kind of true, but I somehow had hope. You guys know last show I talked about, he was saying that if all this debate keep going on about the Muslims, we're going to force him to jump into the political realm. Well, as much as we all were hoping, Will Smith said that he was really kind of joking when he said that.
I mean,
now, we knew
that.
Yeah, like, I mean, we knew that. We just kind of had hope. I feel like Will Smith would be a good I mean, I'm kind of 50-50. I feel like he would because Will Smith is very intelligent, but, you know, you still have to look at people's views and stuff. I feel like he'll be for the people. Him and Jada. Can y'all imagine Jada Pinkett Smith being the first lady? Like, oh, my gosh. That'd be so great.
I can't picture that. I'm sorry. I can't picture that. They gonna be just talking bad about his family. They're already talking bad about Willow and his son Jayden. So just imagine if they get in office.
They're the first kids. They're gonna be talked about regardless. So, a quick side note: Jaden Smith has just grown up to be so interesting. I remember having the biggest crush on him in Karate Kid. Now he's just like, you know.
Now he's just like, what's going on? Are you okay? Like, are you going through some things? He's still cute, though.
Yeah, I do. They're just, him and Willow are definitely exploring their creativity. So you guys keep on doing what you're doing. And guys, you know, it's this holiday season. Unfortunately, a lot of you, I know some of you listening have some Taylor Swift bad blood going on, but I want to talk to you guys today about the importance of forgiveness this holiday season. This segment is inspired by Countess Bond and Brandy, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about that later. But first, I'm going to get into you a little 90s jam with TLC. I'm not talking about Sleigh Ride, but another one of my Christmas favorites for him from that. Here is All I Want for Christmas by TLC. That was a little throwback jam, one of my favorites besides Sleigh Ride. I know y'all know that one, but that was All I Want by TLC. What in the world was that? All right. So one of my requests by TLC, and I wanted to give y'all that little 90s vibe to bring it back to Countess Von and Brandy. I'm sure we all know the hit show Moesha, Ambria, and Jordan. Don't tell me y'all that new school. Yeah. All right. I would like, don't tell me y'all don't know that hit show. Well, for those of y'all who don't know, Moesha was the show in the 90s. It starred Brandy, and Countess Von was the co-star. And many of us know Countess Von from the Hollywood Diva show. Well, before that, she was in the show Moesha, and she did her thing. I really love that show. First of all, that was such a good show. Didn't you love that show, Ambria?
Yeah, I did. It was very entertaining, you know. One of those shows that's going to last a very long time.
Yes, and I did watch a lot of the reruns. Now, Jordan, I assume that you never watched the show since you're so quiet.
I did, but it wasn't my favorite. You did something I watched.
I mean, but it
was
still a great show. It was still a great show. I still watch it, actually. I think I'm going to watch the Christmas episode today. But to get back on topic, y'all know about the show, but y'all probably didn't know that they had a little beef during the show. Of course, they played Best Friends. Yes. They played Best Friends on screen, but off screen, it was totally different. And I don't really know how the beef started, but I do know that Brandy said that Countess had let her ego get the better of her. Brandy said she felt like Countess wanted to be in the position that she was in, which was a main role. And people had told Countess Von that she was the reason that the show was so successful and all of this. I mean, I really love Countess, but I don't think she was, how do I put this? I think the show could have been successful without her. I mean, when she branched off and did the Parkers, the show was still good, so I wouldn't say all of that too soon.
I mean, I agree, because, I mean, when you think of Moesha, you think of Brandy, not Countess.
Yeah, and apparently Countess Von wanted to be the main star, which she did in the Parkers, and the Parkers, now, that was a really good show with Monique. That was a great show, too. And, so, yeah.
He made the show funny, though. Not Moesha. He made the show funny.
I mean, she did, but I still think Moesha, well, Brandy, she still had her little part. And what was the guy's friend name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. The guy that had on the show. Oh, Lord. I feel so terrible, but I think all of the cast members had an equal role in the show. You know? So it was a really good show, and Countess said in Brandy's face, called her the B word, actually said, I'm the reason the show is successful, B-I-T-C-H, and I'm sure that caused a lot of bad blood. I can't imagine playing friends with somebody on screens and off screen knowing they cursed me out, so that took a lot of professionalism, everybody. So Countess took it to herself on her Instagram to do a long post about Brandy and really just apologizing to her and saying how proud she was of her. And Brandy really took it hard, and she loved it because, you know, guys, it's been almost 20 years since they've been going at it. And around this wonderful Christmas time, they're rekindling their relationship. And that is such a beautiful thing. What do y'all feel about that? Because, you know, it's so hard for people to forgive nowadays, but just that she decided to do that, especially around this time, I think that's so great. What are y'all thoughts on that?
I mean, I guess it's good that she decided to do it now, but, I mean, that could have been done a long time ago, so I guess it depends on the person you are.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jordan?
I think it's hilarious.
You think it's hilarious?
Yep.
For what? You don't think it's a publicity stunt, do y'all, for real, that, you know, what do y'all think about it? Do y'all think it's a publicity stunt or not?
Oh, yes and no. I mean, no, because, I mean, at the end of the day, the show is long done, so it's like it doesn't even matter at this point. And then, yes, because, you know, Constance probably wants to get back on the scene, I guess, but Brandy is doing just fine now. She actually has another show coming out on BET.
I think he just wasted his time. He ain't had to put that out to the media. He just he could have did it on the phone or something. He ain't had to do all that.
I'm sure they probably don't have each other's number. That's the point. They just had it for over.
He could have slid. Nah, I don't hear no. I don't want to hear no excuse. He could have slid to her DMs. I don't want to hear none of that.
You know you can't DM anybody unless, well, you can, but they won't see it unless you both follow each other. And I'm pretty sure they don't follow each other, Jordan. Come on, now.
All right, but if he would have told her, like, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, he could have said, like, follow me back or something. I need to talk to you. Can we meet up or something? He had to do all that.
Jordan, some people don't think about all that like you. I mean, I think this was a great thing for her to do, and I'm glad. I think she really did show every one thing. I think she did was show everybody that she was sorry, because like y'all didn't know, but I actually knew about this before. So she not only apologized to Brandy, but she did it in front of the people, because she actually, Brandy said that she called her the B word in front of other people. So I think this is kind of her way of telling everybody, hey, I was wrong. And I also think it is a way for telling people to forgive each other during this holiday season. So that's our topic for today, guys. The importance of forgiveness this holiday season. Very, very important. How important do you guys think it is to forgive people, first of all, in general?
I think it's important to forgive, but just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you have to be, you know, associated or, you know, still friends with that person. But I think everybody should forgive at some point, because if you don't forgive, then that's you allowing that person to hold, you know, to have power over your life, and to the point where every time you think about them or they say something to you, it's going to be a problem. You're going to feel some type of way. So I think it's really important to forgive, period. Not just around this time of year, but every, you know, all year round.
I think it is what it is. If that's how you feel at the moment, then go ahead. And like, but later on in life, it ain't gonna, don't try and bring it back up, because it ain't gonna really matter no more. I'm gonna just keep on moving.
So wait, you don't think it's that important? You think you should just let stuff? Wait, what are you really trying to say? Because it sounds like you're saying it doesn't matter whether someone says sorry to them or not. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Sometimes apologies can't fix things. So you just go ahead and move on with your life.
I know,
if they keep on apologizing and stuff, it ain't going to help.
I think it can get people, you know, that closure that they need. I believe
no.
It does give people closure.
No.
It does. Why
wouldn't it? Some people will apologize to people right now, and the other person will be like, she don't really need it, or he don't really mean it.
But
that's
some people really do
mean it. That's why I say it is what it is. Some people don't go one apology, because you shouldn't get it in the get-go.
I think everybody wants some form of apology, because everybody does need closure, or else that whatever happened will continue to affect your life, whether it's directly or not, whether you notice it or not, it's going to always affect you until you get that closure.
Yeah, I agree. What you got to say about that, Jordan?
I say if you wait for an apology, you just waste your life.
Like, you don't got to worry about nobody apologizing to you. If they unsaid and ain't mean it, then keep on moving.
I mean, you forgive, too. You don't have to wait around for that apology, but at the same time, you know, that would be good. But you have to forgive, so.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm going to do this, guys, from a biblical standpoint. You guys know how I am. But I looked at forgiveness in a whole different way when I started getting a relationship with God. And I'm sure you all know about this, but I remember definitely in the scripture, a passage that says, you know, God can't forgive you for your sins if you don't forgive people for the wrong they did to you. So that is basically like a command, like saying you have to forgive people for, you know, their wrongs if you want God to forgive you. And, you know, it's so many things that we've done and, you know, thank God that he forgive us for, you know, all the things we did, but we have to extend that love to other people.
Shalia, hold on. I ain't trying to say I'm perfect and all, but who's we?
What do you mean we? Everybody on this earth?
No. I disagree with that.
It's in the Bible. It's the word of God.
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about. You said we. I only do nothing wrong.
Jordan, how he's capable of sin. We were all born a sinner. Yeah,
we were born a sinner anyway. And I'm sure we've all sinned before, Jordan, and you know you sinned, and God didn't have to forgive you, but he did. And you probably still do wrong, and you're forgiven, so we have to.
Here's the thing. If we want to be forgiven, I'm sure, and I think about in the past, I'm going to admit this, guys, when I was little, this is kind of embarrassing, but I used to actually open up the candy inside the store, eat it, and I used to steal stuff.
Yeah, I used to be a little
savage,
bro. Same thing.
Yeah, we was all a little savages, I think. But,
and, you know, you definitely don't want that to be on you. Like, oh, I did that. So it's good to be forgiven, like, when you know you've done wrong. And, you know, you just move on with your life. So I wouldn't want that sin to be above my head. But if I want to be forgiven for something like that, why wouldn't I forgive somebody else for something wrong they did to me? That's what I'm saying.
You want to hear something crazy, yo?
What?
When I was little, I used to steal candy, too, from stores. But I ain't call it stealing because we had to pay taxes. So I guess I told myself the taxes add up to what I'm eating.
That do make sense to me. It's not right, but it is. Well, yeah, taxes. Just like people,
I'm not even gonna say that, but yeah. But you know, we pay tax for stuff and get it back. So what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, think about movies. They had leaked some pictures for the Tupac movie.
Yeah, we talked about that. You weren't here that show. I forgot what you were doing.
Probably at.
Why don't you go ahead? Yeah, PG training. So real quick, before we get into that, I just wanted to stress, guys, the importance of forgiveness this holiday season, such a time of cheer and happiness and family. And, you know, when I think about it, you know, a lot of people, whenever family comes together, it seems like some people always have that grudge. Y'all know how it feels if you ever had beef with a family member. And then you see them, like, during when everybody's together, you get that little feeling. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Yes, I do, because the way my family set up. Yeah, we got a couple of them that just, they feel way too far from the tree.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
this person is here, and then you don't want to be around them. And, you know, Christmas is not about that.
You know, it's about, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. I think we all need to remake known Jesus is the reason for the season, which he is. So, and Jesus is a person of forgiveness, since he's the reason for the season.
this season, you guys, forgive that person. You know, some people are holding grudges literally from 30 years ago, and that is so not good to have unforgiveness, because it's always, you always have that uneasy feeling inside of you. You don't want to be around the person and always talking negative, and it's really like, what's the point? We're not on this earth forever, and you feel so much better to forgive. And I know sometimes it is hard to be the bigger person. I can admit to that. Sometimes with Ambria, I got to be the bigger person, you know, and let her be the little
whatever,
child.
Whatever, Shamia. You're not the bigger person. It's always me. But, you know, I'm going to let you slide. You can have that, but you already know.
Julia, y'all might think I'm easy for this, but I like to see when people argue and stuff. I think it's hilarious. It's comedy to me. Even if somebody arguing with me, I'm in them laughing at them.
It is, but it's not right. Oh, Amber, I remember this one boy. I don't know who he was. Shout out to him. He followed me on Instagram. He was arguing with Jordan about the Roll Tide game because Jordan got mad that we won. And it was so funny. We was tag teaming Jordan. I was like, yeah, this boy is getting it.
He got offended. I didn't get offended. It was hilarious to me.
No,
you were mad with
Amber,
the Roll Tide one.
Yes, Amber, you gotta go check it out on the picture on my page of the bulldog. You'll see the comments. I mean, my little notifications blowing up because they was going back and forth, and Jordan stopped having stuff to say. So it took you 30 minutes to respond.
No. Just like you told Ambria. Just like you told Ambria, I was being a bigger person.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he just ain't had nothing to say. That boy got on you. He got on
you.
Always talking mess about Roll Tide. But, yeah, back to what I was saying, you know. All funny, but seriously, this guys, this holiday season, just learn to forgive people and call that person up that you've been having a grudge over. Tell them you're sorry and that, you know, you forgive them, or, you know, if you know you hurt somebody and they're still hurting, tell them you're sorry, and guys, just let's have forgiveness. This is for you. Be forgiven this season. Be forgiven. Have a forgiving heart, and Christmas will mean so much more to you. All right. And let's talk for more about love on Christmas Day. Here is one of my all-time favorite songs. This is another song, guys, that we need to count down. It's been covered so many times. Give Love on Christmas Day. Here is New Edition's version.
When good friends are dear and you
All right. Give love on Christmas Day, and let's start with forgiving people. Well, I know you guys are excited about this. Nicki Minaj's TV series, if anybody is excited about this, I know Ambria is.
Yes, yes. Did you see the little girl who's going to play Little Nicki?
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, her name is Ariana Neal, and she will be playing Nicki in Nicki's earlier years. And Nicki Minaj said on Instagram that she literally cried after watching Ariana's performance, her tape, and after what she demanded to meet her. So this would be really good if you got Nicki Minaj crying. She must have saw reflection.
Did you see the tape?
I have not seen the tape, but I will try to watch it and see it. And also, Whoopi Goldberg will guest star as Nicki Minaj's neighbor, Miss Martha. Salida Banks will be playing Nicki Minaj's mother. Wesley Johnson will play Nicki Minaj's father. And Makary McLaughlin will be Nicki Minaj's older brother, Jalen. And Nicki herself will appear in the show and will be the executive producer. So I'm very excited. They're going to start shooting in January, and I'm ready for this. Are y'all ready for this?
Of course, of course. I'm so ready. It's going to be great.
I'm not a fan of Nicki.
Well, maybe after you see this, see her, because this is about her life, how she came up, so I'm sure you'll be interested. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for us, day 8 of it, Ignite at Night Christmas. We will be broadcasting live tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You do not want to miss it. Tomorrow, day 9 of it, Ignite at Night Christmas. See you guys soon. Bye.